Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is July 25th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Microsoft moves to MAI models. Kimi K3 exposes Reddit's flaws. ChatGPT voice hits desktop. Sufi S leads open models. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. Microsoft is shifting key AI features from partner models to its own MAI models across Bing Image Creator, PowerPoint, and OneDrive. Bing Image Creator now runs entirely on MAI Image 2.5 for generation and editing. PowerPoint and OneDrive use it. Microsoft compares MAI Image 2.5 to GPT Image 2 and reports up to 84% lower GPU costs, about a quarter lower P95 latency in OneDrive, and a 26% rise in saved results. A MAI Image 2.5 Pro preview targets higher quality image tasks. For speech, MAI Voice 2 Flash is twice as fast and 32% cheaper, used in Dynamics 365 Contact Center and Azure Voice Live. MAI Transcribe 1.5 supports 58 languages for Dragon Copilot. Kimi K3, an AI from Moonshot AI, helped a researcher find 19 zero-day vulnerabilities in Redis in 90 minutes. Researcher Chaofan Shou says Kimi K3 produced proof-of-concept exploit code, which he published on GitHub. Redis released patched builds, Redis 8.8.1, 8.6.5, 8.4.5, 8.2.8, 7.4.10, 7.2.15, and 6.2.23 to address several reported flaws. Formal severity ratings and CVE entries are not yet available, but the public proof of concept makes it easier for attackers to replicate exploits. IT teams should apply Redis updates promptly. Linux distributions will likely push packages soon. Moonshot has paused new subscriptions because of GPU shortages, and interest in Kimi K3 may rise.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. OpenAI has updated the ChatGPT desktop app with ChatGPT Voice, letting users talk to the app to control AI agents and perform tasks on their computer. The feature uses ChatGPT Live Voice models and is powered by GPT Live. ChatGPT Voice works with ChatGPT Work and Codex and can look up websites and apps. On macOS, with AppShots, it can access what is on screen, including alt text. Unlike the phone voice launch, the desktop version can accept complex, multi-step commands and respond when it needs user input. Remote voice access is available in Codex on iOS. Anthropic updated Claude's voice to act inside Gmail, Calendar, Slack, Notion, and Canva.
Sufi S30B-A3B, an open language model from a German consortium, trained on Deutsche Telekom's AI cloud. Its mixture of experts' design activates about 3.2 billion parameters per token, lowering compute, keeping throughput stable. German-focused mix of about 27 trillion tokens gives Sufi S open model scores on German and English benchmarks. It trails on some math and factual tasks and drops on extraction beyond 32,000 tokens. On the 24th of July, 2026, the team disclosed GPQA contamination. GPQA was removed and scores recomputed. The project publishes weights and data logs, instruct and reasoning variants in beta, and a larger Sufi L is coming.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen.
Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.